Hello and welcome to another episode of Block Talk. I'm your host as always, Michael Block. If you love the podcast, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode and leave a 5-star review while you're there. And as always, follow me on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at Michael Block Talk, and on Twitter /X at Block Talk NYC for all the latest news, reviews, and interviews. Here comes the sham wedding. The queens gave a toast disguised as a roast, but for one queen, it was a toast to their farewell. It's time to talk all things Drag Race UK versus the World 2, and here with me is the flower girl, Femme de Violette. How are you?
Oh my goodness, I am wonderful. I haven't been to a wedding in a while, but goodness gracious, do I feel like a flower girl.
Is that the role you would want at a wedding?
So I actually was the flower girl for my aunt and uncle's wedding, and I was very, very little, and I iconically gave a speech basically that ended with, and I just wanted to say how beautiful they look and how beautiful I look. So any facility where I can make a speech, really. Graduation.
I love that.
Bris, quinceañera.
Drag shows.
Oh my God, and those!
All right, friends, I must leave a disclaimer. This is an entertainment podcast where discussing reality of show cards is presented to show production where shown the editing of television to see what you're actual is present. Now, you see, we're going to be going to the show and the wrath of the also must also discuss the podcast or anything to discuss reality of the show. Okay, let's talk about Drag Race UK versus the World 2. I feel like this is definitely a step up from the first one. How are you feeling about this second iteration?
Well, I'm glad they're competing for money because that encourages people to, you know, try. I have enjoyed it. This feels like a very cut and dry season of Drag Race. Like, I think even the gaggiest elimination, aka I would say Keda's was the gaggiest. Mm-hmm. Even that, I wouldn't say was like earth bending, shattering, screaming, crying, sobbing on the floor levels.
Well, it's really interesting you mentioned that they're competing for money this time around, but they're not playing as hard as they did when they weren't playing for money.
I think the season all around has been pretty fair, so I don't know if they've had the opportunity to play super dirty, but maybe that's just me.
Fair enough. Well, let's go through it. There's a lot to discuss. Theresa May, no more. Marina has eliminated Theresa, but her dance partner, Scarlet Envy, is still there. Tia has lost her final UK sister. Do you think it's better to be the last one standing?
Oh, yeah. Because, and I was going to say this a lot later, but like, if it's you in the top, like at the very end with someone from the host country, that person's winning. Sorry. If you are in the top two, like fighting for your in the lip sync, and you are from the host country, Diva, you're winning.
We'll find out. Marina says she has already given Theresa a chance the week before, and this was the right call for her. It was Theresa's time to go. Scarlet is not taking the moment for granted. She does not want to be in this position again. Marina has won 3 badges, which is the number of legs La Grande Dame has. Does that mean she's a mutant?
No, I think it means she's a freak. I think it means she's a sex freak.
Mm-hmm. Tia, let us know. Scarlet will give Marina her drama trophy. She finally won something alongside 3 badges. But we got to find out what's in Hannah's tip. She will preface that her decision was hard for her, and she did choose to chop Scarlet. Are you surprised?
A little bit, but also, I think that was a pretty evenly matched top two, despite the fact that Scarlet does have a badge. Or, like, bottom mm-hmm. two. I can't say I was shocked.
Now, Scarlet, who bitched about it being boring earlier in the season, is pissed that track record means nothing for Hannah. Roll the tape, girl. Roll the tape.
Yeah.
Hannah says that Theresa sold her more. It was not personality over track record. It was a combination of both. Now, Hannah wants to go forward with a group of people she feels comfortable with, as she wants to make it a harmony. And Scarlet is like, oh, me too included? No, girl. Scarlet believes that Hannah only wanted to keep Theresa as she wouldn't be left alone as the only person without a badge. How important is it to have a badge compared to actually just being one of the tops of the week when it comes to track record?
I don't think it's it's terrible. I don't think it's a terribly important distinction. Every time I watch the episodes, I have to like re-remember that you only get a badge if you win the lip sync, and I find that kind of crazy. I find that a little unproductive. I don't know how much I agree with that.
Fair enough, fair enough. It is a moment of healing. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. There is one UK, one France, one Philippines, one Australia, one American. It is the real versus the world. Do you like how it has shaken up?
I do, and I think this is one of the most, like, it is completely different poles of drag being represented. Like, every single person is bringing something so earth-shatteringly different from each other. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of overlap in this top four, which is nice.
That's fair. Now, also the way that Hannah picked up the lip sync and was like, let's save it for later. That was foreshadowing to the max.
Oh my God, yeah. And she looked right at the camera too. I was like, wow, reality TV, still got it. Still got it, I guess.
Let's see how much forgiving and forgetting there is on this show. Surprise, not much. It's the semifinals, and the Grand Dame tells us it's the top five in a very peculiar French way. I feel like she has like always been the personification of France, and it's just making me just confused.
I'm confused, but more than confused, I am titillated. She really titillates me. I think she's a genius.
Scarlett is happy to be there. She is present and is ready to deliver the morning news. And Marina is not ready to deliver the weather. If you were a newscaster, what role would you be?
Weather sounds fun. Field reporter sounds fun. Like going out and getting the scoop. And like, I like talking to weirdos, I do it every weekend. I think that's an important quality in a good field journalist.
The alarm sounds, and we get a Rue message about love and shade. Whatever could this be? Well, Rue is going to arrive in a Tron-inspired suit. I was very confused by the color story by it, but I don't know fashion clearly.
I had a really adverse reaction to it. It would have made so much more sense if it wasn't on that plaid situation. Because I think piping can look really cool, but if it was on black or like hell, a navy blue, I'm not picky, or even a full slate gray, I didn't understand the choice and I will not respond to it.
Rue pronounces them the semi-finalists, and to celebrate, they're having a hen party for this week's mini challenge. They will get into quick bachelorette drag for a hen party. And that is international lingo for us Americans, what we call a bachelorette party. They have 20 minutes to look like trash bags invading Nashville, Tennessee. Now, we learned that a few queens have performed at a hen's party before you.
So, a bachelorette party was actually my very first gig. It was a private gig. We had to drive to like middle of nowhere, upstate New York. And my friend and I were like, oh, we might get murdered. But the good news is we did not get murdered because it turned out to be a bunch of musical theater BFAs.
Nice.
It was so much fun.
For this challenge, DJ's Jazzy Jacob is here for the with the fastest fingers in town. When the music starts, they have to tear up the dance floor. When the music stops, the least sickening hand will step aside as the funkiest chicken will win. Are you a funky chicken?
No, well, it depends. Did you notice that they took out Call Me Fishy from Call Me Mother?
No, I did not.
They
I
changed it
do not
to
listen to those that song anymore.
so Call Me Mother is one of my go-tos because like, it's impressive, it's fast, whatever. But they changed fishy feminine up and comer to I think flashy feminine up and comer, and I was like, oh. They think we won't notice, but
Interesting.
I noticed.
All right, the music plays, and to the absolute shock of no one, it's Call Me Mother, and the moves are camp.
I just can't believe there are like real stakes and real prizes to whatever we just saw.
The first round, we will see Tia be eliminated. Next round, the music gets faster. It's very awkward. La Grande Dame evacuates the dance floor next. The music gets faster. The devil is possessing them. Scarlett is out and she hurls in her purse, which was a thing. It's Marina and Hannah in a dance challenge. The breakdancing that occurred. Oh my God, can you breakdance?
Absolutely not. But you know when Homer Simpson like does that move on the floor where he goes in a circle? I think that's what Hannah was doing, and I kind of ate it up.
Marina is cut and leaves Hannah Conda as the winner, and she will get to dance alone like a sad Karen overload.
I can't believe she beat Marina in a dance challenge. That's just
Are
a
you
gag
saying that was a setup?
in. I didn't say it, but I thunk it. And if I thunk it,
All
then I
right,
thunk it.
so. For this week's Maxi Challenge, they are cordially invited to the sham wedding of the century between Michelle Visage and Graham Norton. They will have to give a wedding speech, but instead of raising a toast, they will give a good old-fashioned roast. Hey, how are you at roasting?
I have never had the opportunity, but I think that I could do a pretty fucking good job.
What
Is
is the
sort of,
secret to a good roast?
you can't be afraid to laugh at yourself, but you also can't be afraid to go in. Like, I think my favorite roast I've ever seen was someone who was so over the top, egregiously mean that it just became so funny.
My advice for a good roast, turn the oven on. You're welcome, friends. And this is why I love dad jokes, and Tia Coffee is my spirit animal.
Oh my God,
To
she ate a
help
carrot.
them prepare, they will meet with Catherine Ryan. Are you familiar with the lovely Catherine Ryan?
Certainly not, but I'd like to be familiar with that outfit she was wearing for critiques. That was so cute.
She is so fun. She is one of those comedians who's on a lot of the panel shows in the UK. We don't really have those kinds of shows here, but she's on all of them. She's very, very funny, very dry sense of humor if you didn't get it from her appearance.
How could I not have gotten it? My God.
Now, as the winner of the mini challenge, Hannah will be the wedding planner and get to decide the order. Now, the queens are back in their normal street attire as they sit across the wedding planner to the stars. Hannah Conda, welcome to Conda's Connubial Corporation. Where would you want to go in the running order of a roast?
I think second could be good because depending how the first person does, or toward the end, I think right in the middle is kind of shooting yourself in the foot. I also think opening could be advantageous.
Now, who has done a roast in this group? The silence is deafening. I can't believe this is an entire group of people who have never done a roast before.
I can't believe Down Under didn't have a roast because I was thinking about that.
Yeah. La Grande Dame says that roasting is not part of French comedy culture. She also doesn't think she's a comedy queen. She's dumb. Her words, not mine.
I could see why roasting is not part of French culture, I suppose.
Let's hear where they usually go. Dada says she would like to be in a safe place, and that would be around the middle. Hannah wants to go first, and thus Tia wants to go last. Scarlett thinks she can squeeze in anywhere, but opening would be exciting, and Marina wants to be safe as a comedy is not her strongest suit. Not everyone will get what they want, so here's how Hannah will do things. Hannah will go, start, and then La Grande Dame, Marina, Scarlett, and close with Tia. Do you think this was a safe and fair lineup?
Yes, I also, the more I think about it, does the order, can an order really save you from like flopping?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Interesting, interesting.
Did
I
you
just feel
also
like,
know that the order is in alphabetical order?
oh my God, wait, you're so
It
smart. You're
is.
so smart. Wow.
I'm so smart.
This is a
This is
learning
why I do a
podcast.
podcast, friends. I point out things that no one should ever be able to point out. We're going to head to the main stage where panel show legend Catherine Ryan is ready to receive them. And she looks like Lady Tyrell from Game of Thrones. Like, tell Cersei it was me.
Yeah, very.
First, we have a visit from Hannah Conda, and Hannah will offer some jokes, but not in performance mode. She's going to read them. Her first joke will be Michelle joining the illustrious group of women who have taken on gay husbands. Honestly, I think I'm at the point in my old age where if I have like a really, really rich straight female friend who wants to just let me live with them and have money, like I'm just gonna do it.
I think that's completely reasonable. I think that's
I think I
self-preservation
gotta
at
do
its
it.
finest.
Yeah. Scarlet Envy has the face of a rabid cat. She's one minor inconvenience away from having a full mental snap. Now, I'm not sure if it's RuPaul's Drag Race anymore or One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Now, Catherine tells her she needs to make sure her punchlines are strong and sometimes less is more. This is the place to be quick, firm, and hard. And I was like, I know other places where you don't want to be quick and but firm and hard is fine. Hannah is excited to have an opportunity to win a badge. Moving on to La Grande Dame, the French one is here. How will she honor the wedding guests and the bride and groom? Well, La Grande Dame is scared as they don't have comedy things of this nature in France. So Catherine will ask if the French are really kind people, and Grande Dame says, no, they're not. Didn't think so. Do you know any Frenchies?
I think French bulldogs are quite delightful, but actually, no, that's not true. My childhood best friend's mother is Monacoian, I want to say. I know that for a fact that's not the way.
Okay.
But they're very French, and they're a very dry people.
Like
There
their
is no,
wine.
yes, exactly.
The Grand Dame has some intense jokes that are scaring her. She says, Prince Harry is considered brave to talk about his frostbitten penis, but once again, nobody's there to worry about frozen cunts. How are you, Michelle? Now, Catherine tells her to not lose a joke by using a word that is banned on this channel. Thank you, BBC. But I say, I'm not watching on the BBC. I'm watching on WoW Presents Plus, so it's not censored for me. Thank you.
Yeah, we're Americans. We don't have decorum. We don't have set. Well, we do have a lot of censorship, but
Yes, we do, because if you watch Drag Race 16 on VH1 MTV, it is censored and it's not fun.
oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very not fun. Do you use the word that Catherine suggests? Twat.
No. No one.
Do you know how
No
to
one
spell
ever.
it? Because apparently the Grand Dame doesn't.
Okay, of course I know how to spell it. I'm American and I'm not very nice. Like, of course I know how to spell twat. God.
Catherine reminds La Grande Dame to take her time and slow it down as she doesn't want anyone to miss the pure solid gold she is bringing to the stage. Now, Marina is gagging Catherine with her day look. Marina plans to play her roast by doing some storytelling and bringing the Philippines with her through her jokes. Catherine tells her that storytelling is difficult in a roast, so she wants her to show her what she has. Mabuhay means long live, and someone in this room had too many Mabuhays. I didn't think it worked, and we'll talk about it when we get to it. I don't
Yeah.
think it translated in her head properly.
Yeah, I keep going because I have speculations and conspiracies.
She says Michelle and Graham's wedding is a testament that if you grow old and can't find a partner, just marry one of your closest friends who's rich, successful, and hot. And they both failed. I don't want to fail.
Hardy har. Very hardy har.
Catherine says she has nothing to be nervous about. She tells her to do more and take her time. I thought quick for comedy. Why don't we do quick? I like quick better.
Also, I guarantee you, she said you don't need to worry about it. And the Marina like went to the hotel room and was like, all right, well, I'm good. Like,
Possibly.
I think she heard you're fine and said, cool, I'm fine.
Now, Scarlet Envy. Apparently, Catherine knows a little bit about Scarlet as she knows she's good at reading. So let's see her plan. She has a Graham Norton section. Graham Norton has been on the telly so long, when he started, it was just live theater in Greece.
Deserve to laugh.
Scarlet. Scarlet. You're talking about Graham Norton on the television and then talking about theater. They're not the same. The joke didn't work.
Maybe it's my Bachelor of Arts in Theater Studies, but I was like, oh my God, Greek Coliseum joke. She ate so bad.
She says, and congrats to all of us for making the hardest challenge of the season, finding something nice to say about RuPaul. And that's why she got eliminated.
Period.
Catherine tells her she has to make sure she's hilarious. And I say, yeah, that's the game, girl. Now, Tia knows she needs to push it quite a bit harder as her humor is quite polite and mostly stupid dad jokes. She gives a joke about the whirlwind romance of her and La Grande Dame. Unfortunately for the Grand Coffee fans out there, the relationship has ended. I told her she drew her eyebrows on too high. She looks surprised. Dumb dad joke for the win. Thank you. That was so good.
Yeah.
And then Catherine will adjust the joke, and Tia figures out she doesn't have to do any de-dadding of her jokes. She should just lean into them. Authenticity is the only way to win any game. Is that true?
I want it to be. I desperately
want
to
live in a
world
where
it is.
Being authentic?
Well, a good friend of mine just won a comedy competition by being like her authentic self. So I think it worked for her there. But
all right, good.
I don't know if Crystal Versace won by being authentic.
No, she definitely did not. She won because she was born to do drag. It's wedding day. With the queens getting into paint, has anyone been in the semifinals before? Well, this is uncharted territory for Scarlet Envy, as she has never made it this far on Drag Race before. She wants it even more. She can taste the end, but unfortunately for her, she tasted the wrong kind of end.
Let her live in that world. Let her live in that world.
Marina and LeGrand, Dom and Hannah all tasted the finales. They were all runners-up. Tia says she was a finalist on her season if you stopped watching at episode 6. See, she's so silly.
She was
silly
so
goose.
Funny for that. Also, can't believe in hindsight we only got 6 episodes with Tia.
I know. It's really weird. Very strange. Marina has learned that you are rebirthing a new version of yourself and you don't have to be haunted by your past. Hannah says there were people who didn't understand who she was as a person on Down Under, and it was hard for her. She didn't enjoy the experience as she was worried about how people would perceive her. She says at meet and greets, people would pay to meet everyone but look past her. It was a tough experience, but now she has been more, has given more than she has seen herself give in a long time. She is showcasing an authentic side of her. It's giving more life and more excitement and more meaning. She is comfortable around them all and has the lights back thanks to them. We're going to get a trauma hug for Hannah. And it's all while she has her face caked. We love drag, don't we?
Isn't that like the exact same Here's Why I Should Win monologue that Kennedy Davenport gave on All Stars 3?
Yeah, something like that. It's really crazy to me to hear that kind of story, though, from Hannah. Obviously, there was a lot more controversy surrounding Hannah and her past. And a lot of people down under did hold that against her.
She did a lot of PR this season. I don't know if you caught that, but yeah. There a lot of the looks she presented specifically were PR.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But it's really crazy because like I met Hannah last year. Very kind, very sweet. I met her at a drag at a bar, and it was great. I love her. I think she's a doll.
Yeah, she was really my standout on Down Under. I hate Spanky Jackson. I thought like her win, probably like one of my least favorite winners in Drag Race history. I'm gonna say history. Fuck it. Probably one of my least favorite winners, and I was just kind of like so angry watching her the entire time. But I loved Hannah and I loved Queen.
That's fair. I do too. It is main stage time. Mother, father of the bride, RuPaul, is giving you a choice of a dress. I don't even know what to say. I'm not going to defend it. I can't.
Why was the waist pointy? Why was the waist pointy?
I don't know. Our panel includes Michelle Visage, Graham Norton, and Catherine Ryan, who is not wearing that blue drag look she showed us in the opening credits. Where was that? Someone go put her back into it. Are you ready to talk about the haters' wedding roast?
It was the best of times, and Mama, let me tell you, it was the worst of times.
First off, that set, they got a budget for it. They really went all out for that table. Do you think they had food, though?
No.
Damn it, then it's not a real wedding. How about cake? Was there cake? Could they
no,
have requested cake as a prop?
And I don't think there was anything in those little cups either.
Do you have any reason why this couple should not be joined together in holy matrimony? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Not my business, but clearly some of these ladies do.
They got asked some words, so let's do it. Hannah Conda has arrived as like a Liza impersonator. I don't know what this look was, but it was giving 80s sister of the mother of the bride, who is a bit of a cougar and thinks it's her event and not and everyone else's.
Yeah, basically. I wonder if that's the exact Liza wig from Stash Cam.
Probably. Honestly, it probably is. As a wise woman once told, Her. It takes two to make things go right, but it doesn't apply in this situation because this is all kinds of fucking wrong, to be real about it. Michelle is joining an illustrious group of women, Fran Drescher, Liza Minnelli, Judy Garland, who had lavender weddings, marrying the homosexual. Graham taking Michelle as your awful wedded wife is actually lovely for RuPaul and her back because it's relieving the pressure of having to carry around Michelle on her coattails all these years. Easy jokes. These are very good starts to her roast.
Easy jokes with strong delivery, I'd say,
Yes.
too.
Le Grand Dame, Dada is so inaudible that she's had more intense conversation with farts from her own asshole.
Very, very, very taking the piece, very Dionenda taking the piece.
Marina Summers, their little Filipina princess. She did get her teeth in right before she came here to the show because straight after she's actually heading out to the Kentucky Derby where she's going to hope to win Miniature Horse Best in Show. This is now the second joke she's made about Marina and her teeth.
That one was kind of a long walk for a pretty short payoff.
Speaking of Kentucky, all the way from the USA, it's Scarlet Envy. The assault she unleashed on her face is next level. She told her once, she told her twice, her makeup rash is not a weapon. I have said the same thing about her face in recent weeks, too. Why is she using so much blush?
Because some girls think that that's really the look. I was really looking at her eye makeup. In the Barbara look from like when they were debriefing
Yeah.
about the previous week, like her makeup hasn't necessarily glown up, but it's different. I think she looked so beautiful on All Star 6.
Yeah, I don't like the new version. I don't like it. I'm not here for it. We're
Yeah.
gonna bypass Tia. There's no joke for Tia. So either there was cut or she didn't make it. But RuPaul's here too. She calls her a modern day Marvel whose legacy is going to live on forever, or your system of levers and pulleys are holding you together are going to be harvested for parts. To the happy couple, it's going to be warm, it's going to be wet, and it's going to be tight. And that's just undoing Michelle's corset. When it comes to Michelle's pussy, just slam it in there, baby, because that thing has been filled more times than her and Catherine's lips put together. Very well done. I thought she delivered all these jokes great.
Dionenda taking the piece.
Now we're going to talk about La Grande Dame. Classy, elegant, fashionable, all qualities Michelle Visage don't have. But sickening, gray hair, nice boobs, great bottom are all adjectives they can use to describe Graham Norton. Okay, we're starting somewhere fun. Graham Norton is a spare. Speaking of, Prince Harry is considered brave for talking about his frostbitten penis. And once again, nobody is there worried about frozen twats. How are you, Michelle Visage? And then she says when she sprains her ankle, she sticks them on Michelle. What? It took me a second watch to realize she meant Michelle was frozen, and when you sprain your ankles, you ice it. We really had a stretch to get there.
I thought it was something about like cold vagina, cold twat, and then like if you're bending down, maybe you like put your cold vagina on your injured ankle. I was way off. I was really hilariously way off, huh?
It wasn't a good joke, is the problem.
Yeah, I would say that's the overarching problem.
RuPaul is the barely living proof that the power of drag is real. The bad news, you might only get recognition for it once you're dead. The good news, it should happen pretty soon.
They
Okay.
wanted RuPaul to be happy because Ru about to die.
She claims she won't go with the aging jokes again. She's heard them all. And then tells Hannah aging is what will happen to you no matter how many gallons you put in your face. And tells Marina that a joke is something you say that makes people laugh. And the fact that little Miss Marina didn't say, where are the jokes? Missed opportunity.
Maybe she did, but she's just so small we couldn't hear.
That's possible. Now, La Grande Dame fumbles, telling Catherine that she had to go on Wikipedia to find out more about her. What she found was interesting. Page not found. That was a good joke. Delivery terrible.
Yeah.
The competition has been about lifting each other up, which is why Hannah doesn't have a badge. They couldn't lift her up. And then she gets lost in her notes and says that's a battle. Okay, so now we have another joke about Hannah's weight. Great. What do
Super.
we have to do for future contestants who do a roast after doing a reading challenge? They're different. How do we separate the two? Because fuckers like me come on podcasts and I know that you've already made that joke about somebody.
Yeah. I think a roast is, it can be a longer form version of the reading challenge in a lot of ways.
Sure. Does that just mean you have to do a better job at writing jokes? Because you can't redo them, because I will notice.
Yeah, I don't know how to meaningfully differentiate this. Our scientists are hard at work doing everything they can.
Fair enough. Shall we talk about Marina?
We have no
She
choice.
starts and says she found her newfound confidence. She thought she was the only one struggling with the English language. And that's how you pick up from a failure right before you. And that's why running order is important. You want to be behind someone who sucks. Mabuhay means long live in Filipino. And someone in this room already had too many mabuhays. And then she does the face. We know that the game of drag races make Rue laugh. The face has made Rue laugh. So she's just going to insert it every single time because she is so terrified of telling a joke. But they are not here to talk about RuPaul. They're there to talk about the other two old hags in the room, Michelle and Graham. This wedding is a testament to if you grow old and you can't find a person to love and marry, just marry one of your closest friends who is rich, successful, and extremely hot. And they both failed. Okay, it was fine. But really, who's my fallback twink? Where's my fallback twink for when I don't get married in like a day? Because I'm old and I'm going to die soon too.
You're not gonna.
Speaking of failure, the lovely guest behind beside her, Scarlett is there because she's pretty and white. LeGrand is there because she's pretty and white. Hannah's there because she's white. And there's free food in the lobby. That was a good joke. She's allowed to make that joke.
Yeah, and I was, yeah. And like, hey, a Hannah Conaway joke that wasn't like so obvious.
And then she calls Hannah a rare species of snake after swallowing a double-decker bus. And I was like, okay, now we're really, really getting mean.
I wouldn't necessarily even call that mean, because to me that felt kind of nonsensical.
Fair enough. She will propose a toast to the questionable couple, to the extra special guest judge, whoever she may be, and to her favorite singer from America, Beyoncé. That's funny. That's cute.
That was a great way
Are
to
you
end it.
ready? Are you ready for Cowboy Carter?
Okay, I was talking to my girlfriend about this the other day. I'm just not a super big Beyonce girly. Like, Lady Gaga is really my diva, and I can really recognize Beyonce's artistry and everything she has done. Her music just isn't like super for me.
What about the Cowboy Carter era where we're going to get the country?
It doesn't speak to me. I'm not a, the country is so go. Well, no, I do love the chicks. I do love the
Who
chicks.
did a song with Beyoncé?
No, I know. I
Do
might
you
part.
think we're going to get a sequel to Telephone called like Mobile Phone?
I mean, I want to believe that, but everything is just so horrible right now.
Or
Like,
maybe
I
it'll be
kind of.
called FaceTime.
What?
It'll be called FaceTime. We've got to have an evolution.
Oh, sorry, I thought you
It's been
said
that many
face.
years since Telephone came out.
It's true, it's true. But I'll check it out. I'll check it out. I need to broaden my horizons. How about that?
Fair enough. Marina was borderline mean, in my opinion, but she sold it because she's Marina and she just defaulted back to gimmicks.
Exactly, and I was like, oh, the little Keebler elf up on stage.
Scarlett looks like she came from a bad 80s wedding video. She says, after some of these toasts, Michelle Visage has never been happier to be gluten-free.
Sure. Sure.
Wrong version of toast, but you know what? We will go with it. It's a stretch again. She is happy to be there and was honored to be the maid of honor. Her first thought was, this bitch really doesn't have any friends. And I feel like that's going to be my life if I ever get married to that point. I'm like, I don't have a party. No one wants to be in my party. I only have people who listen to the podcast.
That would be quite a wedding if it was all podcast listeners.
That'd be funny. Anyway, the ceremony was beautiful, and they found a priest who could get close enough to Michelle Visage without a garlic necklace and a wooden stake. Why are we calling Michelle Visage a vampire?
I would have gone succubus. I think she is much more of a succubus.
Well, speaking of vampires, La Grande Dame, it's like she hasn't seen the sun in 100 years. Are you allergic to the sun? Would it kill you to go outside? She gets a sunburn opening the refrigerator. Okay, Scarlett, we're going to go send you to some comedy classes because writing is what? Very difficult for you, girl.
Yeah, we'll get her some Second City classes. It'll be okay. It'll be okay, Scarlett.
Tia Coffey is here. She is so stupid. When RuPaul said, "Speak now or forever hold your peace," under the table, she just grabbed her dick.
Also, Tia's not the stupid one here.
No. Marina and her both know about going viral, but Marina gets hers cleared right up with a shot in the ass and an injection.
We get it. It's dirty. Congratulations.
The incontinent Graham Norton is there. He's been on the telly so long that the first episode of the Graham Norton show was in black and white. He has been in the business so long that people had to get up to turn his show off. I'm not going to lie, that was actually okay, but they hated it.
Yeah,
They hated it. They hated it.
I think that edit could have gone with a different joke of hers.
Fair enough.
I don't know why
The
they
only
put it.
thing. Yeah, go ahead.
I just don't know why they put it there.
Yeah. The only thing that Graham has in common with Michelle's first husband is they were both paid to marry Michelle Visage. Okay, finally the jokes are coming at the end when it's all over. RuPaul, Elvis said, "I can't help falling in love with you, but with a face pulled that tight, bitch, ain't nothing falling." Get the hook, cut her off stage, she's done. That was
Yeah,
cringe.
that was too much. That was too much. It was a joke turducken and it was gross.
Are you ready for Tia Coffey?
Oh my God, yes, I am ready for a good roaster.
The dossier! It's here. We finally got it.
I'm so sick of this fucking dossier.
Very British. It's a very British thing. She pulls out her
Sure.
speech. "Dearly tolerated, we are gathered here today to celebrate the joining of this man and Graham Norton in glory, holy matrimony." See? Word choice jokes. Perfect. "Michelle, you look stunning. Graham, Eurovision. Sorry, I misread that. Graham, you host Eurovision. You look a mess." This is my humor. This,
Yeah.
I relate to this. They are a strange pair, a blending of cultures. Michelle Visage, a French name that roughly translates to Michael Face, and Graham, who identifies emotionally with potatoes. Not because you're Irish, that's a stereotype, because much like a potato, you go with anything, which explains your marriage to Michelle. A little long-winded, but very funny.
The potato joke just felt so like lol random 2011 humor, but that's between Tia and God, I guess. Michael Face, though, favorite joke of the day.
RuPaul reminds me of my mother. She's dead. And now we know why that talk with Hannah earlier in the season was put in, because it would not have been funny if we didn't have it earlier. It would have been just very awkward. "You would be mistaken to think that the five of them are the world's worst Spice Girls tribute act. Tia is Scary Spice, and she does an excellent Mill B. Scarlett, she is gin and tonic spice. The Grande Dame can be posh because she's French. Marina can be baby because she's roughly the size of an 8-month-old child. And Hannah, this is the first and last time anyone will say this to you. You're sporty." Great delivery. This was brilliant.
She really like lined him up, knocked him down one by one. She killed this. I was so proud of her.
I love a bulk joke. Give me everyone in one joke and you win my heart.
Yeah.
"You may have heard in the tabloids that Tia and the Grande Dame have had a whirlwind romance in this competition. Unfortunately, that relationship has ended. But it was a happy ending about 20 minutes ago in the toilet." There it is. There it is. The
Oh, these
Grande
girls
Dame's
are so
journey in this
stupid.
competition is like her French favorite French city. Why? Because she's going to lose. I had to pause the TV because that was funny. That was a cultural and geography joke Y'all, that was smart comedy.
I, whenever Drag Race makes me laugh out loud, it is worth it to me. And up until that, like this episode was like kind of a slog. But Tia, like, actually making me laugh was such a wonderful experience.
And finally, Marina is here. She has three badges. She reminds her of life. Life is short. Make the most of it because you never know when it might end. Cherish every moment. I'm Tia Coffee. When I go, I hope it's instant. I love dad jokes. Thank you. You're welcome. It's the little things.
You're not
It's
going to
the
mention the
little
trumpet?
chuckles.
You're not going to mention the
Well,
trumpet?
okay. The trumpet. You know what the reference is, yes?
Don't think I do. Is it Romy and Michelle?
No, it is from EastEnders. It's a UK reference for there was a wedding and a girl in a pink dress who had a trumpet. That's the whole
Oh,
thing.
okay. Work.
Yeah, that was the whole joke. I knew my American listeners were gonna be like, what? Yeah, it's an EastEnders joke. Now Rue will reveal that the marriage is off. The DNA says Michelle and Graham are brother and sister. Ew. Is this the
They had
American
to end it
South?
somehow. They had to end it somehow.
I thought this was a fun roast. I think what works with roasts, and I say this as a Drag Race historian, if you give them a good theme to roast in, you get good results. Putting it within
Interesting.
the realm of a wedding toast, exceptional. You have freedom to play. We just watched on Drag Race España All Stars. You have a roast set in a hair salon. You have room to play. I like this. I like
Okay.
when we do this. So if you're doing a funeral, let you have room to play. If you just put them out on stage, there's less of an opportunity to develop a story and a concept. And I think that's why a lot of queens who are not comedy queens fall into a trap of not knowing how to do a roast, is because they're thinking of like a roast you see on like Comedy Central. That's not what these roasts here on Drag Race are.
Or it's not what they should be expected to be. How about that?
I agree.
Interesting. How do you feel about other comedy challenges being set in like very specific settings? Like the season 16 like corporate PowerPoint thing they just did.
I'm fine with it as long as you know what you're doing.
Yeah, fair. I think I really see what you're saying though, because looking back, like those have really been the most successful roasts.
I'm sure I can do an entire podcast on the history of roasts and Drag Race, but I don't have the time for it. But if you really wanted people, you could like pay me and I'll do it. Maybe I'll be Google. I don't know.
Wow. Imagine.
Category is Take Me Up the Aisle, Bridal Couture. In honor of the runway, we're going to play I Do or I Don't. What would you do for this category? Because I feel like the prompt that they got is not what we were expecting.
So I was thinking about this because I know you always ask this. So I am Jewish, and you know how part of the Jewish tradition is to stomp the glass?
Of
I'm like,
course.
what if I had like glass coming up the bottom of a dress? Like there were like reflective pieces and like the glass turned to be evil or something. I don't know. Or I think Kedda did this. Bride of Frankenstein, I think, is a good move for this.
All right. Well, let's see how these ladies did. Anaconda look by Kirsten Damned and Lara Hollowood. Hair by Wigged Out. This is absolutely stunning. This gown is classic and couture. I think the hair is beautiful. I wish she had a necklace. I really wanted a necklace. For me, overall perfection. This was gorgeous.
Yeah, I agree. Wish she had a necklace. That hair shape is also a little odd to me. Is that a hat?
I don't know. I don't think so.
The thing like directly on her head. But if she looks gorgeous, I just think it's interesting when you get a runway prompt and then you take it extremely, extremely literally, but like I don't mind it.
The judges call her a joy with a lot of fun jokes. She was laughed at the other girls when they weren't funny. They loved. She opened with a napkin. and dab like she flated a groomsman. They think the look is beautiful, a traditional bride with a nod to Hannah. I will give it an I do.
Yeah, I do.
Audience 94% I do, 6% I don't. The Grand Dame, look by a window swoon, headpiece by Rosa de Ville Jewelry, nails by Jessica Mellage. I don't get it, but it's French, I guess. It's post-nuclear war bride. I feel like the color being this yellow made sense for the narrative. The face mask is fabulous and unique. I just wish I got it more. I mean, it's a striking image, but I don't know.
She is doing
Yeah.
something so completely in her own lane. And even if I don't always understand it, I have to respect it. And also, the craftsmanship is just objectively so beautiful.
They say it wasn't the worst thing, but it wasn't the best. She spiraled by rallied, but rallied herself back. She had wordplay, but explained the joke to everyone. They admired her commitment to the challenge and never was defeated. They call the look Galliano and exquisite, and the headpiece should be in an art gallery. I will give it an I do.
Yeah, Sam, I do.
Audience 91% I do, 9% I don't. Marina Summers, look by Eric Mendoza, hair by Margot Bertrand, accessories by Luna by Drake Dustin, nails by the Sleek Chic. Love that once again she's honoring the Philippines with traditional Yakan tribe wedding look. It's quite beautiful and simplistic compared to some of her other traditional looks. It's a very petite image for Marina. She didn't take over the runway this week like she usually does. Normally, when I see her on stage, she just feels like she's this big presence. This one was a little more contained, but it fit the brief. So I'm here for it.
Yeah, pretty much exactly the same. I thought her makeup, those dots were just stunning. I thought that was such a cool detail.
When she had the timing, the judges say they had her, they loved her energy. She knew they would laugh at her head turn and would throw it in when she bombed. She was told she was stronger in the workshop with Catherine, and they call the look beyond beautiful with every little detail there. I'll give it an I do.
Yeah, I do.
Audience 88% I do, 12% I don't. Scarlet Envy, hair by Debonair Deville. I hate it. I really don't love this. It is
Whoa.
what she wanted to do for a bridal runway. I just can't believe this is it. I think we've seen better Elvis looks. It's a bit too cheap and a way too costly for me.
Wow. So I'm from Vegas originally, and I just really know this aesthetic. I thought it was successful. I really like the hair. I would wear the fuck out of that in purple because of course I would. I didn't hate it, and like, you don't think it looks expensive?
Oh, it does. I just hate Elvis. Like, especially after seeing Tamara Thomas do Elvis a couple months ago
I
on the
was
same
worried.
stage.
I was worried you were talking about the pie one. I do. I like this. I don't. I can't engage in your hater ways.
The judges say she struggled with the jokes, but powered through it. They say she had a disconnect between her delivery and the material. They wanted her to trust her jokes more, and she indicates and distracts away from the punchline. They say nothing, says American Drag, than a yassification of Elvis. They were expecting more skin and a slut, but call it beautiful. I don't.
I do.
The audience agrees with you. 69% I do, 31% I don't.
Nice.
And finally, Tia Coffee, look by Synergy, hair by Style by Vodka, nails by Cruelty Free Claws. This is wild and scary and sci-fi. So she's like an alien queen who's having a shotgun wedding. I don't want to like feed into the conspiracy theories, but we did see an alien on the stage earlier this season.
Did we?
La Grande Dame was an alien queen.
Oh my God.
There's the baby's mommy daddy.
Yeah.
Anyway, the garment is very bold. I love the silhouette. The hair is great. I just wish she didn't have that cum on the top of her lip.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't need all that.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, I wish the bottom was a little more like in front as opposed to behind, because it's all very like behind her. I think I love Tia, and her glow up on the season has been insane. I still don't think she quite understands her proportions the way I want her to.
Fair enough. They finally found out what was in the dossier, and it was the joke cards. She brought her to the assignment. They enjoy how she knows herself now. She was tea to coffee, and it was intentional and well written. They call the outfit ridiculous and elevated. I will give it an I do.
I do, absolutely.
Audience, 87% I do, 13% I don't. Rue has decided that Tia and Hannah are the top two, and if you're not in the top, you are in the bottom, leaving LeGrand, Dom, Marina, Summers, and Scarlet Envy as the bottoms. Do you agree with the results?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This was so cut and dry. Like,
that's what I thought. But let's talk about what they think in the workroom, because someone doesn't believe it.
Someone's feeling delusional.
They're back. Hannah's in the finals. The top two are congratulated for being funny and being in the finale. Marina's proud of herself. She may not have gotten the last, but she got the badges. I mean, that's the team. Scarlett says it's unfortunate that there are three in the bottom. Do you think she should have been feeling like, yeah, she would have been the safe of the three?
No, I think if anyone... I'm between
Marina was the safe of the two.
Yes.
Marina was the safe of the three.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, if you were to bribe the top two, what would you offer to save yourself?
I mean, money is the obvious answer. Maybe hair. Maybe hair.
Okay.
But I love my hair. I love my wigs.
Okay. Well,
so that's a big deal for me.
I would offer food. I would give someone food. I know everyone loves food, right?
Do you think edibles too?
Edibles work too. I love an edible. That sounds fun.
I'm worried.
All right, Scarlett tells Tia. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I do think about if I'm ever on Drag Race, if I would like take edibles with me. And I'm worried that I would like take one in my hotel room and then like freak the fuck out.
They will probably say do not. They will confiscate them immediately.
Allegedly, there was a day on All Winners where they had edibles. Allegedly.
I don't not believe that. All right, Scarlett tells Tia it sucks to be in the bottom and would not have been there if it wasn't a bottom three. She thinks she was better than LeGrand, Dom, and Marina, who both have English as a second language. As a reminder, this is not their main language. It is for you, girl. Tia says it's difficult as it is track record or who did the worst in the challenge or last minute taking out who was the biggest competition. How would you tackle it?
I don't know if I could bring myself to eliminate Marina. I think it is pretty firmly between Scarlett and LeGrand Dom, and I guess at that point it's taste. Because
Scarlett says the gag would have been to eliminate Marina, like lose it to Pangina. Say it again.
Who has the better track record between those two? Scarlett versus LeGrand Dom.
LeGrand Dom.
Okay. So in that case, like, I think it's between the two of them, and I find LeGrand Dom's drag more exciting.
I would agree. Hannah says she hates to see Marina in the situation as she has been untouchable all season. For her, it does give her an opportunity to get rid of her. It is a clear path to victory. She will tell her, she will help her pack her bags. And Marina's like not so confident that Hannah wouldn't pick her lipstick. Do you think this was all done in jest, or this was a conversation between two friends who knew nothing nefarious was about to happen?
I think Hannah's delusional if she thinks that knocking out Marina would make it so she could win.
That's fair.
Is what I think.
It's time for the lovers. LeGrand Dom is feeling okay and tells her that it won't affect what they've shared so far. Tia has grown so close to LeGrand Dom, it's head versus heart. Which head are you talking about, Tia?
The baby alien head in her stomach.
There it is. Scarlett tells Hannah that she is proud of what she did and continues the narrative that she was not in the bottom two. She wants it so bad, and Hannah says she doesn't know what will happen and will be a down-to-the-wire decision. For Hannah, the pro is she thinks she can beat her in lip sync. It would be a safety net. How do you think about that moving into a final potential lip sync for the crown? Would you want to keep someone who you could beat?
I think that is really silly to rely on, personally. And also, like, I don't know. I struggle to see Marina not slaying a lip sync, but, like, there are songs, and they're usually songs that come out in the finale that kind of are a more even playing field.
Fair enough. Marina congratulates Tia for getting to the top four. Marina knows if she were in the top, she would get rid of her, but she doesn't want to go home. She tells her that she has worked so hard to get there and has put everything in her craft, so being in the finale would mean everything. She tells her it would be the world to have a brown queer person see two people of color doing well in the competition. Tia can feel the pressure in the fight to get to the end. I mean, that is the tea. She made the joke about the white people already. Can't have that many white people in the finale, right?
And every single UK winner has been Vite.
Hannah and La Grande Dame. Dada wants to be there with them all in the end and thinks she deserves to stay a little longer. Her track record isn't the worst, and she brought interesting things to the competition. She wants to keep laughing with Hannah. And Hannah knows that she has been really strong, but did falter this week, so it is a hard decision. All valid pitches here. And I feel like at this moment between Hannah and Tia, I think they both knew what they were going to do.
Oh, absolutely.
The top two change their looks and get ready to pick their chop. The queens are back, and Eurovision is in the house. The song is Euphoria by two-time Eurovision winner Loreen. I'm obsessed with this track. Are you familiar with it?
Absolutely not.
What?
I know. I've never engaged in Eurovision. I'm like, I love seeing things about Eurovision out of context, about like the scoring and things. I'm like, whoa, this sounds crazy.
It's going to be your new obsession. You will watch it this year. I'm putting it into the universe. You are watching it. Femme de Valette is going to be a Eurovision fan. There it is. Now you are going to watch it.
Doesn't hurt me.
This is the second time this song has been used for lip sync because it was also used for Drag Race Svaria when Loreen was a guest judge.
Drag Race, what?
Fitting. Sweden. Svaria.
Oh, sorry, I was completely like
Sweden.
looking at it. Yeah.
The home of ABBA. Do you know who ABBA is? Yeah.
Yes, I know who ABBA is. I'm not that
Yes. We
branded.
love ABBA. Okay. Tia is going to pay homage to the eliminated queens in her lip sync. I would love to sit down with Tia and ask her what her goal was because it didn't read.
So with Mayhem, I got the pots. No idea what it with Arantxa. I think it was like the hanky that she was waving. But then for Jambres, she pulled out like a K, and I was like, her
No,
name
that was
starts
for Kedah. For Jambres, it was the Shamrock. Four leaf
completely missed the
clover.
shamrock.
Yeah.
Completely missed the shamrock.
Yeah,
And it
I don't
was
know. I didn't love
sketchy.
this. Meanwhile, Hannah gave us a show that even Loreen would have wanted. The fan work by Hannah. It's almost like she's done this routine before. And guess what? She has. This is one of her go-to songs. And it showed.
Really?
In the end, Hannah will win. Tia safe. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. And good for Hannah winning.
I think both of them did an admirable job in the roast. If I was going to give it to one of them, it goes to Tia. If I give the runway to one of them, it goes to Hannah. It then came down to the performance here, and I just do think that Hannah really had the song a little bit better, and Tia was grasping for something with the eliminated queens, I think.
Exactly. Again, I also think that look that Tia was in was just kind of whack.
Yeah, I want to know what that was for. I have this weird feeling that was like a backup look for her Seven, the Rusical,
That makes so much
look.
sense.
Yeah.
I was also like,
For the
oh, for
second week in a row. Second week in a row, Hannah has ready to give Scarlett the chop. The time has come, and this time it's real. Did she make the right decision?
yeah. I think this was the end of the
I
road for
don't
me.
know if I would have been happy with Scarlett in the final four because I do think one of the other two would have been robbed.
Exactly. And Scarlett's had
I'm
so
all
many
for,
chances.
well, right, and I'm all for shows that do give me some surprise and everything, but like I also want to see the best of the best of the season and have a chance to win.
Imagine that.
I'm happy with this decision.
Yeah.
If you
Very.
did want to go a little crazy, getting rid of La Grande Dame would have been a really interesting decision.
Yeah. Do you think either of them would have gotten rid of Marina?
No, I do not think Marina was going anywhere. I mean, I'm not convinced that Tia didn't pick someone else, but I'm fairly certain it was Scarlett. She had the
Yeah.
least connection to her all season.
Yeah.
All right, I got some burning questions to wrap this podcast up. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is Scarlett's legacy?
She's the drama.
She's drama. Yeah, you know what? This season, I think her legacy is you tried the show 3 times, you're really good at drag, and now we good. We good.
Exactly. Like, she finally got to win a challenge. She finally got to make it to the semifinals. I think her Drag Race story is finally closed, and I think it's closed in a good way. And if I were
I
her, I would
agree.
like feel good about it.
Who won the week? Who had the best episode?
Oh, Tia ate left
I
and
agree.
right.
Tia was the best. Now we have a little reunion and then a lip sync smackdown for the crown. Give me the two names who will make it to the final lip sync, and then we'll get to the final question, which you know is coming. Give me the two names going to the final lip sync.
Tia Marina.
Tia Marina. All right, after 8 episodes, the winner of the season is.
Tia Coffey or Marina.
You can't. I
Yeah, you're
want
right.
one name. Give me one
Sorry,
name.
that was real off. Like, Tia.
I feel like I want Tia to win. I am Team Tia because I really do adore her. She is amazing. I think if we are looking at this season and celebrating growth, Tia Coffey is by far one of the most improved all-star contestants in the history of the show.
Oh,
Marina
exactly.
deserves a win because her drag is that good. I could see it going either way, but I feel like narratively, Tia should win. That
And
being said, I don't know how we get rid of Marina before going up against Tia in a lip sync because I don't see Marina losing to Tia in a lip sync. The only person I can see losing to, or Marina losing to would be Hannah. So again,
really?
song
Why
choice
do
would
you
be
feel that
key
way?
there. I don't know because I'm just trying to figure out a way that Marina doesn't win, and that's the only way I can see Marina not beating Tia and and causing an uproar. I don't know. I'm very conflicted. I don't think La Grande Dame is getting to the final lip sync. I think she will lose to all three of them.
Yeah, I think Le Grand Dame gave a really great third or fourth place performance this season.
I do want it to be La Grande Dame versus Tia just to see what the fucking shit would happen in that round before it gets to the finals, but I don't know. There's something about if it is a Hannah Marina moment, we've already seen Marina beat Hannah. Have we seen Marina do all of her tricks already? I don't know. I don't know. We're gonna find out.
You
And
think Marina?
also reading the edit, the fact that Tia said, "Well, I just lost to Hannah," makes me feel like, why are we putting that in the edit if we're not going to have a redemption moment for Tia? I don't know. Just reading into the edit. Just reading into the edit, friends. Who knows? But I'm going to go with Tia. I want Tia to win, and I also put her on as my winner for my fantasy league, so I need to win. I need money.
Yeah.
All right, where can we find you on social media, Venmo, and any projects you want to plug?
Oh my goodness, you can find me at femme.day.violet on Instagram. I don't have a Venmo, but my Cash App is my name with the dollar sign and no periods. I am just kind of living, laughing. I just got a text from my mom saying that I should see if I can get a big gig supporting RuPaul's new bus project to hand out banned books. Sorry, I just had to mention that because that is so funny. But yes, I am living and laughing and loving all around Chicago. Yeah, I have a couple things coming up at the end of May. Keep an eye out. And yeah, gay rights, peace on earth, and have a happy 420, everyone.
We love it. Well, thank you so much for being here. It was a blast.
Thank you. I always have fun. I always have fun running my mouth.